We were talking on Friday on the show in relation to the remarkable story of the bald eagle that was flying around Mayo and Wexford and all sorts of parts, and it looks like it had been escaped from an aviary, so it hadn't made its way across the country or across the Atlantic, I should say. But we went back in time to the situation with regards to Ireland and indeed Kerry. And Ed Carty told us a brilliant story of the 1980s when he spotted, and his father spotted, a bald eagle that had landed emaciated and tired and disorientated out near Ballymac. And it ended up being cared for and catered for in Killarney, believe it or not. Well, with a follow-up to that story, Ed told a brilliant story. There's a picture and video online of the Taoiseach Charles Haughey escorting the bird, or trying to escort the bird, up the steps into an Aer Lingus plane to be flown back to the United States of America. Well, I've got 2 men in studio with me here to tell what happened to the eagle while it was, and it ended up actually in Killarney while it recuperated. Cathal Walsh, who's a neighbour of Pat O'Connell. James Looney is in studio with me here as well. Cathal, take up the story from what Ed was talking about. The bird was discovered in Ballymac, but it ended up coming to Killarney to recuperate. Is that right?
Yes, indeed, Gerry. It ended up in Woodlawn Park, and Pat O'Connell, the late Pat O'Connell, now he died in 2006, but he cared for that bird, and I called in there a couple of times. He kept the bird in the outhouse. He fed it with, you know, venison. He fed it with wood pigeon and even crows, and he cared for that bird for about 6 weeks approximately in an outhouse down in Woodlawn Park. And Pat was a person who loved the wildlife, he loved the birds, he had a bird sanctuary there. And in fact, afterwards, the Irish word for an eagle is an iller, and Pat and Rose, both of them now passed away, they named their guest house as Iller, in memory of the bald eagle that flew all those 3,000 miles from Canada right over to Ballymac and onto the Woodlawn Park here, where Pat cared with that, with TLC, absolutely TLC. Pat was a wonderful, wonderful man.
Incredible.
He loved him, yeah.
Yeah. James Looney, thanks for coming into us. You were a friend of Pat's. Pat worked, of course, with the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. To us, he was known as Pear.
Yes.
To everyone, he was Pat or Patrick. Yeah. O'Connell. That was his introduction. I'm Patrick O'Connell. But to us, he was always known as Pear. Yeah, Pear worked as a wildlife ranger in the OPW.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you remember the bird?
Oh, I do indeed, yes. Yeah, I've often visited Pat's house below with the bird. Pear was a rogue.
Yeah.
And the stories he tell you about the bird and how he came across him and how he was nurturing him and looking after him and feeding him and everything like that. But, he did. He brought the bird back to good health.
Very good health, as it turned out.
Oh, very good health, that's for sure, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And Cathal, the bird, you remember it was fairly emaciated when it arrived.
Oh, absolutely.
In bad shape.
To say it was badly shook now would be an understatement. And when I went in to see him a couple of times, he kind of make an attempt to those vast wings that the bird had, like a jeepers, actually spread out, and you'd be expecting it to have a go at you, you know, and kind of it was absolutely
back.
A huge bird altogether, and the wingspan of that must have been fantastic, like I reckon 2 to 3 meters of a wingspan,
yeah.
And you could see that the bird was improving week by week while in the care of Pat, because Pat was so caring, and Pat himself was a wonderful marathon runner. He raised so much money for cancer, and Pat had the looks of a film star, a graying, black graying beard.
Yes.
Beautiful. He had something in his eyes, like he had that attraction to him, but...
He was
a rogue, but my God, what money he raised for... And I remember back in around the same time with the Ring of Kerry Charity Cycle and Pat, we had a fundraiser for AIDS cancer treatment, and I was very proud to be pictured with Pat down in the CUH, as it is now.
Yeah.
with the money that we raised from both the cycle and Pat's marathon running, they put in a CT scanner in CUH. And it was one of the many fine achievements, apart from how he looked after the wildlife. And he was a natural for the outdoors, absolutely.
He was. And is that, James, is that why they went to him? This bald eagle turns up in Kerry. What are we going to do? We'll nurse it back to health. It ended up going to Pat. At the end of it. Well, he was the man with the expertise.
His job in the OPW was the wildlife ranger, looking after, well, he couldn't look after all the animals there, but keeping track of them and probably an account of them. Yeah, and of course he did have a bird sanctuary. So that was the most important thing, that he was able to cater for the bird, because the bird was a bit of a wild boy when in his early days, but practically tamed him. He was able to hold him in his hand and take him out and show him to people.
Like a falconer, really?
Yes, correct. Yes.
My God, and he had that experience and everything else like that. Now, this was 87,
yes.
And I don't know if you've seen it, gentlemen, but do you remember what happened on the steps of the plane?
Yeah, well, Pa was having the bird going back to
America.
To the US,
he's got the bird on his hand.
Yes,
and it's at the bottom of the plane, and all the there's a paparazzi schmazzle below to get a picture of this.
There was, yes, but Pa had warned him to stay back because the bird wasn't used to crowds.
Yes,
but Charlie, being Charlie, wanted to take it, but he wanted to. Charlie wanted
a selfie with the eagle.
He wanted to hold the bird.
Yes. Really?
Yes. That was his intention, to hold the bird. I'm Charlie High, the Taoiseach of Ireland, sending the bird back to the USA.
Here's me with the majestic eagle.
But the bird had a different point of view. I had to grab the bird by his claws to hold him. Sure, yeah. The bird took off and he hit Charlie a couple of times.
He did. Yeah. There's a video here, and the bird is going for Charlie Haughey, basically. Because he's upset with all the pictures and the cameras, and of course we're telling him to stay back, and they wouldn't stay back.
No, they wouldn't stay back. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, it was all Pat could do to hold on to the eagle.
Oh, that was it. That would be a big thing for Charlie, you see.
Yeah. Anyway, they got him up the stairs. And they managed to get him back to America, which is the good news at the end of it all.
They did indeed.
Brilliant stuff.
Pa did say to Charlie afterwards, Taoiseach, I did warn you to stay away. Charlie only turned and walked away.
Very good. Gentlemen, listen, look, we're out of time, but thanks so much for coming in to me and telling me that story and telling me of Pa's great work over the years. If anyone wants to go online, I don't know if we shared it on Friday, but we'll certainly share it today. The video of Pa and holding on to the bird and Charlie getting too close and the media being there and everything else like that, and the bird having a go at Charlie High. But thanks so much for talking to us on the programme, coming in as Cathal Walsh and James Looney, neighbours and friends of Pat O'Connell, Pa O'Connell, of course, of National Parks and Wildlife Service, the late great Pat O'Connell.